New Jersey governor's race, a nail-biter as roughly 15,000 votes separate the competitors. By Hannah Blow on November 3, 2021. The New Jersey governor's race has emerged as an unexpected nail-biter, as roughly 15,000 votes separated the incumbent Governor Phil Murphy, D, from his Republican challenger Jack Chattarelli as of Wednesday afternoon. Murphy went into Election Day with a solid advantage in polls, leading his Republican challenger by an average of 7.8 points, per Real Clear Politics. However, after the polls closed and the results flooded in Tuesday night, all eyes turned to the Garden State as Chattarelli took the lead, outperforming expectations. Murphy took the lead back overnight, but the race has yet to be called as roughly 15,000 votes separate the two candidates. As of Wednesday afternoon, with 89% of the vote in, Murphy led Chattarelli by less than a single percentage point, 49.9% to 49.3%. Last night was a historic one for New Jersey Republicans, who picked up at least a half dozen assembly seats, several Senate seats, along with county and local seats up and down the state, Stommy Williams, campaign spokeswoman for the Republican, said. Jack is proud to lead our ticket and our party's resurgence. She continued, adding that the team is now focused on making sure all the legal ones are counted and our citizens can have confidence in the system. If you like high property taxes and New Jersey being the worst place in the country to do business, if you like waiting 5 hours in line at motor vehicles to get your unemployment check or go to state government, vote for Phil Murphy, Chattarelli said at a campaign event, adding that voters should support him if they truly seek change. The unexpectedly tight race follows the release of a Project Veritas video showing the governor's campaign staffers suggesting that Murphy placed vaccine mandates on the back burner, waiting to introduce them until after the election. However, his office denied plans for a blanket coronavirus vaccine mandate.